Baker.
Another hour all across the Northern Plains from the studios of the Voice of the Northern Plains, 550 K-Fire in Bismarck. And with the help of KCJB and Minot, AM 1100, The Flag in Fargo, Moorhead, KLTC Dickinson, KTGO in Tioga, this is What's on Your Mind. I'm Scott Hennon, along with Steve Bakken. Tomorrow we're live at Hustfest. I'll be doing meatball reviews if I can get enough pointers from Marilyn Haggerty today.
I'm hoping you need to eat some lutefisk while you're up there.
Not a chance. No, that's not going to happen. Nope.
The lutefisk isn't that bad, actually. It's just the smell of it cooking that I have an issue with. I can't do the smell of lutefisk.
Generally, when things don't smell that good, you know, you might be a little suspect about actually putting it in your mouth. Just a little
if they cook it someplace else. If they cook it someplace else, you'll be okay. It doesn't taste that bad. All you taste is butter.
Yeah.
You're
not going to talk me into it. There's no talking me into it. Not a chance.
I bet Marilyn Haggerty's had lutefisk.
We're going to chat with the now world-famous Marilyn Haggerty in a moment. She has a new book out. We're also going to get back to your phone calls a little later on in the program on all the news of the day and the battles in Washington and follow-ups with our conversation on Senator Hovenall. Welcome to join us on the program. So call us back to you on the hot topics of the day in just a little bit. But first we want to talk with one of North Dakota's two true treasures who's been writing for the Grand Forks Herald since 1957, still writing five columns a week for the paper. She does the Eat Beat, and as someone that is proud to call Grand Forks my adopted hometown. Spent more of my adult years in that city than any other place on the planet. And I've come to enjoy Marilyn personally and also professionally. She does just a fabulous job running for the Grand Forks Herald. Marilyn Haggerty, welcome to What's on Your Mind. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you.
We're not Matt Lauer or Jimmy Kimmel or any of those famous places you've been, but we are a North Dakota made anyway, and we're glad you have a couple of minutes to chat with us today about all your good work.
Well, I find North Dakotans are really the best. They've been the most fun in this whole episode of being viral.
The book is called Grand Forks, A History of American Dining in 128 Reviews. And you've written books yourself over the years with a collection of all your writings. So the book stuff is not new, but this one has sort of gone viral. Your whole story has gone viral because of the famous Olive Garden review. Has it been like you're living out a dream here? What's the last year or so been like?
Yeah, that's exactly it. It's like you were had a kind of a wild dream, and it goes on, and then you think it's over, and then there's some more that happens, and it's just been strange. It's been fun, and it's been crazy.
Did you take any umbrage with the flack over the Olive Garden thing? Because I think a lot of people were mocking you, were mocking Grand Forks, were mocking, hey, an Olive Garden opened up in Grand Forks and they think it's a big deal, or did you think it was just fun?
Well, I thought it was kind of weird, and at the time that it all landed on me, I was too busy to deal with it. I was going to Bridge Club, and I didn't have time to just fiddle with all that stuff, you know, and I didn't really know what going viral was all about, but I knew I had a deadline to meet and a Bridge Club to get to. So then by the time I got home from that Bridge Club, I had 18 telephone calls and I had about 200 or 300 emails, and everything went wild.
Marilyn, this is Steve. How did you sort through all those phone calls and all those emails? Did you have some help with that? How did you pick and choose or realize what was happening and how this had exploded and turned into an opportunity for you?
Well, actually, I couldn't keep up with them. I couldn't respond. I couldn't keep up with the telephone. I had a couple of television trucks, one from Minneapolis and one from Chicago, in my driveway. My neighbors were getting a big kick out of that, and I just kind of did what I could. And, of course, at the Grand Forks Herald, they were getting calls and handling different requests. And so they told me to go to New York, and I had a friend from Winnipeg here. I said, you answer the phone. I'm going to New York.
Marilyn Hagerty, by the way, is with us. If you have a question or comment, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. We did ask listeners on our Facebook page to either mention a favorite Eat Beat story or suggest a restaurant that maybe you could review. And Winger, Minnesota has come up here, the Depot Cafe and Bakery there. Have you ever been there, Marilyn?
Oh, yes, I have been there. But, you know, it's been a long time, and I'd like to get back there. That's a good suggestion.
How do you decide which ones you're going to review to put on your list? Do you have any rhyme or reason to your process of selecting which restaurants you review?
Oh, absolutely no rhyme, no reason. Just what I have an opportunity to do. And since I'm a freelance writer now, and I have always paid my own expenses, I kind of have to hook a ride here and there sometimes. We're going out to Devil's Lake tomorrow, and I just people tell me ideas like this one at Winger. Yeah, I know about that. That would be a good one. And there's a little place over at Euclid, Minnesota, someone was telling me about yesterday. You can hardly find Euclid, but they say if you find it, there's just a cute little tiny cafe over there. Has a real catchy name, which I can't remember, but I just sort of for the past 25 years that I've been writing the Eat Beat, I just kind of smell my way around.
Hey, Marilyn, somebody else suggests La Playa in Beach, North Dakota, which kind of ties into my question for you. How far of an area do you cover? How far will you travel to go get the scoop on a good little restaurant or a good little spot to have dinner?
Oh, well, when I travel around the state, I always make it a point to visit places. I'm coming down to Bismarck on October 19th, I believe it is. And I'm going to do a talk there, and I'm going to have a book signing at Barnes & Noble in Bismarck. Well, then I hope to check in on a restaurant over in Mandan that people have been telling me about. And I met the governor at a hockey game last winter, and he'd like to do an Eat Beat with me, he said. So if he wants to go do an Eat Beat at some choice Bismarck place, we'll go. If he doesn't want to go, I'll go anyway.
And you could maybe bring along your son-in-law. I don't know if folks know this, but Marilyn has a famous member of the North Dakota Supreme Court as a son-in-law in the family, Justice Sandstrom. So
he's game to go to help me out and eat with me. So he puts up with his mother-in-law, and he doesn't judge me.
Well, if the governor doesn't go out to dinner with you, Marilyn, when you're
in
Bismarck, I will.
We're in, for sure. Yeah.
John, Is that a promise?
That is a promise.
Mark it down.
Okay.
We're glad to come along. John, out in Western North Dakota, question for Marilyn Hagerty. Go ahead, John.
Hi, Marilyn. I read the Herald all the time, and I know you did a story on someone from my hometown, little hometown on the east side of the state, so you get all over. I stumbled by accident on your son's front page story in the Wall Street Journal just after you went viral. And if people, that was a great story. I guess he's still with the Journal, is he?
Yes, he's been with the Wall Street Journal ever since he graduated from the University of North Dakota. So he's had a very, very interesting career. He's been in Hong Kong and London, and when he started having children, he sort of backed away from foreign countries and came back. Right now he's in Pittsburgh, and he covers manufacturing for the Wall Street Journal. When I went viral, I sent him an email, and I said, what does this mean? And so he tried to explain to me. And then a reporter from the Wall Street Journal called and asked when I was viral if he could interview me. And I said, oh, I have a son who's also writes for the Journal. So they decided to have Bob write the story about me, and they put it on the front page, and they made one of those little gray squiggly faces, you know?
Yeah.
And couldn't believe it. Here I was on the front page of the Wall Street Journal.
I still remember how he started off. He said, some people seek celebrity. Others stumble into it as they're rushing off to Bridge Club.
I love it. All right, John, appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch. Anthony Bourdain is the guy that did the forward and helped you with the book and some of the publicity, and he's rather famous in his own right, author of Kitchen Confidential. When we come back, you tell us how it's been to work with Anthony, and we'll give you a few more suggestions on suggestions people have. Steve mentioned La Playa in Beach, North Dakota. You can add that one to your list, and we have a few more as well. We'll wrap up our conversation with Marilyn Haggerty on the other side of the break. Get back to your calls, Brad and Grand Forks, Mark and Minot on the news of the day, and more straight ahead on What's on Your Mind. With Steve Bach, and I'm Scott Hammond, 800-228-0550. This is What's on Your Mind. Oh, go away.
Steve Buchan and Scott Hennin want to know, what's on your mind? Call us at 800-228-0550.
When is the last time you really relaxed? I'm talking total relaxation. For me, it was at Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota. My wife and our entire family absolutely love it. The setting is incredible. It's Norman Rockwell-like in beautiful downtown Walker, Minnesota. The resort, again and again, named one of Minnesota's top premier resorts for all their amazing amenities. Every detail, just absolutely incredible. The condo's amazing. Got a big group. They can take care of you. 502 restaurant is fabulous. They have the Chase's bowling alley, family reunions, events. They got you covered. And in November, they have a spa special. The Copper Door Aveda Spa is a place you'll really relax. Get a load of this deal. An amazing midweek spa offer, one night's lodging, and your choice of a 30-minute massage, manicure, or pedicure for rates starting as low as $89 per night. Call 888-CHASE-06 to book yours now. 888-CHASE-06 or go online to chaseonthelake.com. Ask them about the Thanksgiving family package and the Griswolds Christmas vacation package, too, at Chase on the Lake.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
You're tuned to What's on Your Mind. I'm Steve Bach along with Scott Hannon. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Studio at What's on Your Mind, radio.com. I'm Steve Bach with Scott Hannon. We're talking with Marilyn Haggerty, restaurant reviewer for the Grand Forks Herald. Recently made famous, a little review she did on the Olive Garden when that opened up in Grand Forks. Now she's got a book out, a brand new book, Grand Forks, History of American Dining and 128 Reviews. She's going to have a book signing here in Bismarck on October 19th. Scott mentioned Anthony Bourdain being part of the book, writing the foreword for that and helping publish. How was he to work with? You know, a lot of people know him from television, rather noted foodie. He travels the globe. How was he to work with, and how did you get hooked up with him?
Hooked up with me. He, when he first read about my going viral, he joined all the naysayers who thought that review of an Olive Garden was pretty weird, and he was one of those who was criticizing me, but then he said that he changed his mind in the middle of the thing, and he thought that the reviews that I do are a story that hasn't been told about American dining. It's how people actually eat in the Midwest, and the restaurants we go to, which are a far cry from those that the people in New York visit and write about. And so anyway, it was Anthony Bourdain's idea to do a book, and the publishing company HarperCollins worked with the Grand Forks Herald. I can tell you, I did not do much. I wrote the foreword and the dedication, and Anthony Bourdain wrote the overall beginning for the book. How's he to work for? I met him in New York for coffee after he wanted to or suggested that book, and he's a very pleasant man. He's very nice looking, very well mannered. he's everything you wouldn't expect him to be, at least when he meets an old lady for coffee in New York.
If you follow his show, I'm surprised he didn't meet you for cocktails.
Yeah. Well, he probably didn't think I would like that. I don't know. But anyway, he has sent me flowers along the way and remembered my birthday, and I don't really hang out with Anthony Bourdain, but on this venture, I got to know him, and it was very pleasant. But as I say, the book was put together by the publisher, the Grand Forks Herald, and Anthony Bourdain's chose some of the work.
Couple more suggestions for reviews, and maybe you've done some of these. You can tell us. So, another Minnesota one, Minnesota Nice, suggests Bill, located right next door to the Bemidji Woolen Mills, Bemidji, Minnesota. Been to Minnesota
Yes.
Nice before?
I have not been there, but I wrote a little eating my way through Bemidji a month or so ago, and but we didn't. We went to three or four places around Bemidji, but we did not go to Minnesota Nice. I'll have to tell my hostess over in Bemidji that we must do that next time.
And then the Rough Rider in Medora, which, of course, is now the Rough Rider Dining Hotel, really on the fancier side of dining in Medora. Have you done the Eat Beat in Medora before?
Oh, yeah. I've been to Medora. I've been there with the American food editors. That was quite a while ago. And we had the pitchfork, whatever steaks, you know. The thing that you do out there.
Pitchfork fondue?
And, yeah, uh-huh. And then I was out there about 3 or 4 years ago, and I wrote about one of the restaurants, sort of an ordinary restaurant right in the city. And but I haven't been out there since. But I always keep it in mind, and I'll get back.
Marilyn, do you have any idea where you're going to eat when you're in Bismarck on October 19th?
Oh, well, on October 19th, I'm not going to have time to eat because of I'm doing a talk for the combined PEO sisterhood at noon, and then there's the book signing, and then I think my daughter's going to have sort of like an informal book signing at her home, so I don't have time to eat there on Saturday, so I better get there on Friday. Because a person has to eat well before.
Any idea where you might eat on Friday?
We haven't really settled on this yet. I have to get it all figured out. I was down there earlier this summer and ate at some of the very fine restaurants downtown Bismarck, I was amazed at how the lineup of restaurants that are in Bismarck now. I always liked that, the one in the old depot.
Fiesta Villa.
Yeah. And of course, all the other restaurants that have moved into the downtown. There's an Irish one, isn't there? Blarney Stone,
and of course Peacock Alley on the corner with their world famous steaks.
And maybe since Maryland's been there last, you know, they received the National Beef Innovator of the Year Award at the Peacock Alley, so they really have got quite the fair going. So the
and the food, we sampled the food there, and it was just, the meat was just it was just wonderful. I think that is one of the greatest places to go in downtown Bismarck. And it, of course, has a long history there. And we went to that new pizza shop right across from Peacock Alley.
Yep, Fireflower Pizza.
Yeah, that's an excellent place. And so
don't forget Big Boy. We got a lot of choice. And a lot of time between now and the 18th, so we'll just keep sending suggestions your way and look forward to hooking up with you. One last suggestion from Barb says the Lantern Bistro and Pub in Thiefurer Falls. So lots of Minnesota suggestions.
Lantern?
Yeah, the Lantern Bistro and Pub.
Yeah, I was just up at Thief River last week, but I get to Thief River fairly often. It's just a stone throw from Grand Forks, you know.
It is indeed. Well, Marilyn, thanks for the time today. Congrats on all the much-deserved praise and attention from all across the USA. It's been fun watching it, and we appreciate you very much.
Well, thank you. It's been fun.
Look forward to seeing you soon.
Fun.
Crazy but fun.
Okay.
Sounds good.
And
Marilyn,
if you need somebody to eat with, Marilyn, I'll eat with you on Friday.
You closed the deal,
okay.
Yeah, you've got the deal done. Thanks, Marilyn. Appreciate the call. Thanks so much. Thanks for the time. I want to squeeze Brad and Grand Forks in here before the break. We might have to finish after, but Brad has been waiting a while. Go ahead, Brad. You're on. What's on your mind?
Hey, Scott. Real quick, I've been doing a little bit of figuring and doing some math. Cost the United States taxpayer about $100 million a year to pay the salaries of the congressmen, and that's just their salaries. That's not benefits or anything else, and that does not include staff or anything like that. So that's about just shy of $300,000 a day. So far this shutdown, if they would be doing what they should be doing and not taking their pay, we could have saved $1 million already and could have easily paid salaries for all kinds of government workers that don't make near that much in 2 or 3 years. So this is such a joke. These guys I say we take their salary and say, until you make something work, until you fix this problem, you don't get paid at all.
Brad, thanks for the phone call. Mark, John, Fred, you're all up next. It's What's on Your Mind, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Calls up next.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Wise up, load up at freeze-dryguy.com. Now is the time to get the freeze-dried meats, fruits, and vegetables you want from Wise, on sale at freeze-dryguy.com. This delicious, nutritious food is perfect for your emergency preparedness or outdoor recreational needs. It's the food with a 25-year shelf life you see exclusively featured on the popular Doomsday Preppers TV show. It's the same quality line of food the lovely Marie Osmond has been touting all across America. It's the wise investment in your family's future that personal finance expert and radio host Dave Ramsey has been talking about. And it's on sale now through Cyber Monday, December 2nd at freeze-dryguy.com. So wise up. Shop online now or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Make the wise food choice. It's easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and easy to buy on sale now at freeze-dryguy.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
It's Veterans Day, and we are honored to be able to give a good chunk of our program to salute veterans on the program. We'll be returning to that in just a bit. As I mentioned, Fred and Wing is waiting in the wings, no pun intended. Mark and Grand Forks, we'll get to you and appreciate you calling. We also have a great guest to join the program today who's written a fabulous book called Things That Matter. You know, I kind of thought, that's appropriate that we're talking about a book entitled Things That Matter on Veterans Day, because a lot of veterans thought things mattered in the greatest country on the face of the earth and fought and died for those freedoms. Our guest is the winner of a Pulitzer Prize, syndicated columnist, political commentator, and physician, syndicated to 400 newspapers worldwide, nightly panelist on Fox News Special Report with Bret Baier, weekly panelist on Inside Washington on PBS, former member of the President's Council on Bioethics, and a current member of Chess Journalist of America, one of those things that matter to him. Charles Krauthammer is with us on What's On Your Mind. How are you, Charles?
I'm great, Scott. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Charles and I sat next to each other at the funeral of Tony Snow. I'll never forget that moment, because Tony was a dear friend of both of us, and left this earth much too soon. But one of those times when you just reflect on a life and all the things that he contributed, and do so with folks of like mine. And that was an honor to be near you at that very difficult day. And
very sad, I remember.
It was, yes.
Thanks for that perennial question, why the good die young.
No kidding. Well, you know what I've enjoyed as much as I've appreciated your book, I've enjoyed the coverage of it. I got to tell you, the Bret Baier special on Fox News Channel was just extraordinary, to really get to know you better. Obviously, watch you on Fox News Channel, read your columns, and appreciate your work so much. I've never shouted at the TV more to say, right on, than I have to anybody to your commentary. But, boy, the coverage about the book has been wonderful, and that Fox special was just fantastic.
It really was. As you can imagine, I was a bit apprehensive. It's the only time I've ever sort of gone into my past very much. I talk about some of it in the book, but that was quite unusual. And I'm very glad I did it, because Bret Baier did an unbelievable job in putting it all together, putting the story together, and doing it with some subtlety and restraint. It was quite a revelation. I'm glad I did it with him. And I'll tell you, I'm never doing it again. That was it. But I'm glad I did it that one time, and he was the one to do it with.
The book is called Things That Matter, and if you had to, as we sit here today on Veterans Day, in the middle of a very difficult time politically in this country, and when a lot of folks see a country that they know and love sort of slipping through their fingers, what do you think, at least for Charles Krauthammer, belongs tops on that list of things that matter?
Well, you know, one of the themes of the book is this kind of paradox about politics. And this is, the It's a collection of my columns since 1980, columns and essays. But it starts with a long introduction, 5,000 words, that's original, and that's pretty autobiographical. And I try to explain, I had originally wanted to do a collection just of non-political articles, all the things that give me delight and make me wonder and puzzle. I write about Halley's Comet. I write about the innocence of dogs and the cunning of cats, especially the cunning of cats. I write about space. I write about baseball, chess, a lot of quirky things. And that's sort of what I wanted to do, kind of cultural pastiche, the stuff that's sort of about life and manners and fashions and follies. But then it occurred to me that I really couldn't do that. And it's for the same reason, and I explained this in the intro, that I left a life as a doctor to become a writer. And that's because I've always had this sense that in the end, while all the things that I really love, all the things that are beautiful and elegant, science and poetry and music and sport, all these things are really the highest achievements of men and women. In the end, they're subordinate to politics. And that's because if you don't get the politics right, everything else disappears. You can have the most developed and highly advanced culture, and you get the politics wrong, and it all gets swept away. That's Germany 1933, China during the Cultural Revolution. Or, for example, Scott, just think of North Korea today. Imagine if we didn't have the luck to be American and were born there. This is a land where the crazy politics, this Stalinist dictatorship, has turned the population into slaves and the land into utter desolation. So that's the reason I moved in my life from one vocation to another. And it's the reason that the book is mostly about what you and most folks know me about, my political writing, my columns, my essays, the kind of stuff you hear me say, talk about on TV. So it talks about the beautiful, the cultural, the sort of elegant stuff that amuses me and delights me, and perhaps other readers would get that same delight from reading it. But the bulk of the book is about politics. And basically, it's the politics, the history of the last 33 years. I started my journalism career on the day Ronald Reagan was sworn in. So we've got the 80s, the 90s, the age of post 9/11 terror, and then the age of Obama. It's all in there.
You talk about Germany, 1933. You talk about China at the crossroads, or North Korea. A lot of people we talk to every day that see America in that level of a battle. Is that too extreme?
Well, I think it is too extreme. You know, they say American politics is fought between the 40-yard lines. And what they mean, that European politics is fought end zone to end zone. They have true communist parties. They have true fascist parties. We don't. We have two basically coalition parties. One is center-right, one is center-left. And we don't have these extremes. So I think what Obama's done, the reason we've had such agitation in the country, I think it's been healthy, by the way. I think the rise of the Tea Party, which, of course, came about as a resistance to the liberal overreach of Obama, I think it's a very healthy thing for the country and for conservatism. But I think the reason Obama's so interesting and has stirred up so much political activity, debate, and even rancor, I would say, is that he's trying to push the ball to the 30-yard line. You know, he's gone a little bit beyond sort of the mainstream of American liberalism. He's not a Carter. He's far more radical than Carter. But he's not like, you know, the European socialist who'll take you all the way to the end zone. But I think that kind of stretch from the 40 to the 30 is a big deal in our politics. Historically, we really haven't had that since the New Deal with Franklin Roosevelt. And that's what I think has made the time exciting politically. Now, some people are pessimistic and they think it's the end of the world. I've always been optimistic about America, so I don't share that. I think it's been a great time for great debate and for great ideas to be in the arena.
One of those ideas that have dominated our headlines over the last 3 years or so has been Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act. And interesting to see, as we take a snapshot of the political picture today of what that debate has brought. Do you see, you know, what's happening, be it with the website, be it with the broken promise, and now the apology of of this being a fatal blow to any designs that President Obama had for a second term of grandiose things?
Yes, I think, this could be the worst second term in, you know, in memory. I can't think of any was worse. They all sort of fall off the last 2 years. Even Reagan did with Iran-Contra. But this could be catastrophic because not only is he not getting anything new, think of his second inaugural address. He wanted universal preschool. He wanted a whole new global warming initiative. He wanted, you know, more redistribution. This guy's got tremendous ideological ambition. But not only is he not going to get any of that, and I mean none of that, because of the House of Representatives and the stalwart opposition of Republicans and conservatives, but he could actually be presiding over the undoing of his only major achievement in his whole damn presidency, and that is Obamacare. I don't think it is a certainty it unravels, but I think it is a likelihood that it unravels, in which case this would be the collapse of his entire presidency, let alone the second term. I mean, if Obamacare doesn't work, if it's insolvent, if it causes this incredible resentment from the millions of people who've been lied to about keeping their plans and now are going to pay twice the premium with twice the deductible and say, why the hell do I need lactation services? I can tell you, Scott, that I certainly don't. I don't want that in my plan. So they feel betrayed by this. I think this could be historic in sort of undoing the whole Obama, and I would even say the liberal agenda. This could set back liberalism for decades.
Is the lie the linchpin? You're one of America's most respected thought leaders, and you've written about this recently, Bill O'Reilly on Fox News Channel. It seems though the debate over whether or not it was a lie has sort of gone mainstream. To say, hey, look, you flat out said, like your doctor, keep it, like your health plan, keep it, and now is having to tap dance and do quasi-apologies. Is that the linchpin that brings the deck of cards down for Obamacare?
Well, it's interesting how you bring up O'Reilly because he and I debated this on his show about 3 weeks ago. He was inclined to say that it was a mistake on his part. He didn't read the bill and he didn't quite understand it. At the time, I said I can't be certain that he knew it wasn't true. But my inclination was to believe that he did know, and it was a deliberate deception. But we were both speculating. I think the verdict is in on this. There's no more speculation. I've seen the tape of the meeting he had in 2010 with a bunch of congressmen from the other side. I think they met at Blair House. It was a many-hour open meeting on camera. I remember seeing it originally. I didn't remember the part where Eric Cantor says, hey, the way this thing is structured, millions of, I think he quotes the CBO saying 8 or 9 million people or who knows how many are going to get tossed off their plan. And Obama responds, remember, this is 2010. Obama responds, no, they're just going to be pushed into a better plan that the CBO says will give them more benefits or something. I mean, something to that effect. But this tape clearly shows what I had suspected, which is that Obama.
Yeah, and that's.
And if you know, then Charles, the deception is in fact a lie.
Charles Krauthammer, the book is Things That Matter. We could talk forever, but we only have a half a minute left, so I have to ask you, since most of our listeners are in North Dakota and you're a great fan of baseball, what's North Dakota's greatest contribution to baseball? You think? Give me one name.
You know, I know a lot of trivia. And I'm drawing a blank on that one. You got to help.
Roger Maris. I'll give you a freebie today. Roger Maris.
Huh?
How about that?
Roger Maris.
Right up there.
Yes,
thank you, Charles. Appreciate it very much.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
The exporter of the year in North Dakota is Legacy Steel Buildings. You know why? They're building buildings all across the world. They're building them in the Bakken. They're building them in farmsteads in North and South Dakota and Minnesota. They're building retail. You need office space? They can do it. Retail store? They got you covered. How about a hangar? Not a problem. Legacy Steel is the solution to your warehousing woes. Their buildings save you time and money by reducing the traditional construction associated with brick, wood, or block structures. Every building fully customizable with a variety of ceiling lights, windows, insulation, doors, and more. 30-year warranties, fastest shipping in the industry, and 100% made in America. Call Bach and Bruce and his team at Legacy Steel Building today. Legacy Steel Buildings, 800-237-9620. Got it? 800-237-9620. Or online at legacysteelbuilding.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally, I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100-degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
It is Veterans Day. What a day to celebrate freedom. Last chance to give a shout-out to veterans on What's On Your Mind. And Fred and Wing, you've been waiting a while to do it. I'm glad you did. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. How you doing, Fred?
Doing all right. I was able to spot some deer here while I was waiting on the phone, and Mr. Krauthammer was very interesting. He talked about that elitism that seems to be growing in this country with our large corporations and our large and the government getting bigger all the time, taking over health care, and that's kind of the way it happened in Nazi Germany. And we had to send over boys from North Dakota, and that's what I want to talk about. My father-in-law and his brother-in-law both were serving on the D-Day invasion. And he was a radio man, Reuben, my wife's father. and his, you know, well, they walked on bodies or they wouldn't have made it through the water. Got to the shore, and he put out the radio communications in the front lines and ahead of the rest of the troops, and they got captured. Taken to the same area as a prisoner of war from the Nazis, and there spent the rest of the war starving him to death. They starved him to death. He pulled his teeth out one at a time and put them on the shelf and counted them as he starved. He started to lose organ function in his body from the starvation at the prisoner of war camp. He was adjacent to the area where they destroyed and killed the Jewish people. And when they had to go out and do forced labor under the Nazi regime, they would walk across a trough where the blood of the slaughtered people would flow. And they knew what was going on, of course, and they knew that their days were terrible. They were living in a terrible situation. Sometimes the burning of the Jewish people and some of the Christian people of Germany, they were being burned and the ashes would fall on top of their heads while they were working. And the war wore down and some of the Nazi prison guards decided that they would desert in the prison walls, and the prison fences were guarded less and less every day. Because we were getting closer, the Allies were getting closer. And so they decided to escape, 15, 16 of them, and seven of them made it. Some of them got shot. They made it into the countryside of Germany, came to a farmhouse, and about four of the guys, the lady was baking some fresh buns. And some of the guys took them and ate them, too much of them. And they cramped up and passed away and died. Right in front of my father-in-law's eyes. He ate just a little bit and knew better, and they wouldn't listen. They were so hungry. He was picked up by the Allies, and he came back, and he fought for a way of life, and he came back here, and that's all he wanted to do was just live that way of life. He was a rancher out in Elmont, North Dakota, and I married a daughter, and we got three grandsons, and we're out hunting deer and farming. Because of him, he came back, and he had these children after he came back. So it was really quite the deal.
Incredible. What was your father-in-law's name, Fred?
His name was Reuben Olson. He's from Elmont, North Dakota.
And has he passed away?
He's gone. He's been gone for quite a few years already, but he left these stories behind. And you know, when Charles Krauthammer said that we're probably only we always fight between the 240-yard lines, that's a pretty good analogy. But I'm afraid that there might not be another Veterans Day to celebrate in this country. And I think it's going to go all the way to the 10-yard line. Maybe not because of the political issues, but because of the debt and all the other things that we have in this country. But just wanted to get that story out to people. And when I hear these white supremacists say that it never happened, well, they're just lying, just like a lot of lies that got told in the press and are getting told today all over the world about things. They changed a lot of things in our country. They changed a lot of things about the foundations of this country. And they put it in the press, and I'm just kind of glad that we got somebody like you guys that would search after the truth. And Mr. Krauthammer seems to be doing that too, and I salute both of you and him.
Thank you, Fred. Appreciate it very much. Thanks for sharing the story of your father-in-law. Great story. Incredible. Less than a minute left, but I want to get Mark in Grand Forks. Have been waiting a while in here. Got a favorite story about a vet you can tell us quickly, Mark?
Yeah, my uncle was in Vietnam. I was too young. I was raised in a family that wasn't very political. But now that I get older and I see what I think are clearly communist policies like Obamacare, I really come to understand and know just what kind of sacrifice my uncle made and all the Vietnam vets made fighting communism. And I really believe we have a duty as citizens, us who are civilians and not veterans or active duty, that we have a duty to stand up against these communist policies, which are most clearly demonstrated by the fact that now the communist
government
China
stand up for freedom. Good idea. Stand up for freedom. I'm sorry we don't have more time, Mark, but I appreciate the shout-out to your uncle. Find a vet's event where you live. They're everywhere, folks, today. Take a moment to thank a vet. I'll be in Butte, North Dakota tonight. Potluck supper at 7 at the American Legion Post in Butte. And the program starts at 7. Looking forward to it. Vets, we'll see you there. Steve's back tomorrow with us. God bless you one and all. Happy Veterans Day. Thank a vet. Take the time to step out of the box a little bit today. And thank them for protecting and defending the greatest country on the face of the earth. God bless you. See you.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.